Crowdfunding websites have grown rapidly as a way to raise money for creative ventures, everything from movies to scientific research to clever inventions. You might have heard of Kickstarter, Indiegogo, or Rocket Hub. It would be just a small leap to use those same platforms to sell shares in a startup. That's illegal right now, but maybe not for long. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Here's a story of small business in the internet age. 5 years ago, Roberto Hoyos of Seattle founded a company to make what he describes as geeky pillows.
The whole thing really just kind of started to impress a girl. I actually made a gift of throw pillows that looked like computer icons.
Hoyos says his grandmother was a seamstress, and she taught him to sew at a young age. He inherited her vintage 1954 sewing machine, which is where we find him at work in his apartment living room, assembling colorful pillows in the shape of chat bubbles. Now Hoyos says he's ready to take his business, named Throwboy, to the next level.
Where we're able to, you know, get into stores and, you know, be on every couch. You know?
He wants to finance a production run in China.
I want to eventually move Throwboy to being able to do big scale runs instead of, you know, one at a time by myself and everything.
Here we come to the usual conundrum of a budding entrepreneur with a promising product, but no collateral and no deep pockets to finance expansion.
When the business types find out that behind the scenes it's really just one guy doing it, they stop taking it seriously.
A new thing nonprofit and for-profit enterprises can do is solicit backers via the internet. Hoyos recorded a video pitch and set a $20,000 fundraising goal on the Kickstarter website.
With your support, I know Throwboy can grow into something bigger.
And here's where we wade into a legal thicket. Supporters who pledge money are technically speaking backers, not investors. Hoyos promises to reward his backers with pillows. If the business tanks, at least you've got a few pillows. If the business becomes wildly successful, you get a few pillows.
For my money, I'd like to get a piece of the upside if the company does well.
Suburban Seattle attorney Cyrus Habib advises startups. He also serves in the Washington legislature. Last month, Representative Habib introduced a bill to expand crowdfunding by allowing local companies to offer equity to potential local shareholders. His is one of two such proposals in Olympia. It's come up in a few other states, but none other in the West. What Habib envisions is entrepreneurs collecting small amounts of money, no more than $1,000 or $2,000 at a time, from a large number of people. He sees this as democratizing startup investment.
You know, we all wonder, well, I wish I could have gotten involved with Facebook when it was a startup. You know, and it's, well, you know, good luck with that. You've really got to be a multimillionaire to have those kinds of opportunities. So what this does is it just opens that sort of thing up to the average Joe.
Now, Congress has already directed federal regulators to legalize equity crowdfunding, but the federal rulemaking at the Securities and Exchange Commission has fallen way behind schedule. That's partly why Habib wants to proceed with a state exemption to the usual hoops and hurdles for selling shares. Bill Beatty is all for moving ahead with caution. He's in charge of securities oversight at the state level at Washington's Department of Financial Institutions.
When people, you know, complain about the amount of time it's taking to implement and these other things, I mean, this is not a small change. This is a big change.
Beatty says he worries crooks could use online share offers to cheat people. If you don't believe him, just look at some of the come-ons in your spam folder. Beatty says the challenge is to strike the right balance between simplicity, oversight, and sufficient disclosure of risks to protect investors.
You know, we want to keep it simple. The entrepreneur probably doesn't have the resources, him or herself, to know how to write, you know, some kind of document that fairly puts the investor on notice about what the risks are. So how do we accomplish that?
It's hard to gauge how many Northwest startups would take advantage of a Kickstarter-style sale of shares. Washington's financial regulators estimate only a small number. But a corporate attorney in Seattle, as well as that state representative we met earlier, they predict a lot of demand. For now, the issue has been pushed off in the Washington legislature until 2014. Come that day, Pillow company founder Roberto Hoyos says he's not sure he'd take advantage. He says he's happy to reward backers with pillows, but he doubts he wants to answer to hundreds of small shareholders. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.